with a look at Radio Cayman's local sports, I'm Dion Anglin. The Cayman Islands men's national football team continues preparations for League B in the 2026 CONCACAF Nations League. Defender Dominic Owens says Cayman knows the challenge ahead against Puerto Rico, Dominica, and Guyana, but believes the team's mentality will make the difference.
I mean, I know that they have a few more professional players than us, and they will be a tough opposition, but I feel like as long as we can be fearless going into those games, like, and kind of just understanding their method of playing, I think we'll be fine for those games.
Owen says Cayman must be fearless and focused on understanding how each opponent plays, adding that confidence will be key once the Nations League window opens.
I think we are a very fast team, like physically. I think we should kind of work on are exploiting our speed and kind of being compact and strong. Like, these teams will have professional players and guys that have played at a higher level than us, but we shouldn't be afraid of that challenge and kind of keep our shape, be strong and resilient, and I feel like that'll help in our favor.
He says Cayman's pace, compact defending, and strength must be their identity, and that they shouldn't be intimidated by teams with more professional experience.
The coach ensures that we're all going into the game like confidently. Like, we know that we are a small nation and we are going against other Caribbean teams which might have a little bit more experience than us, but none of that really should be making us afraid or feeling like we can't do it, because I feel like as long as us as a team have a good cohesiveness together, I feel like it'll work well.
Owens says the squad's belief and togetherness will be crucial, stressing that performance will matter even more than results. He closed by encouraging fans to watch the matches abroad on the CONCACAF YouTube page. Staying with football, Scholars International are gearing up for a busy week of preseason football as they welcome Honduras Perlov FC to a two-match series at Ed Bush Field. The clubs meet this Thursday, September 10th at 7 p.m. before returning to the pitch on Sunday, September 13th at 7 p.m. The showcase continues with two featured fixtures. The Cayman Islands men's national team will take on Perla FC on Tuesday, September 15th at 7 p.m. and Cayman United will face Sunset FC earlier on Sunday at 5 p.m. Admission is $10 per game. Children under 12 enter for free, and food stalls will be available throughout the event. In other local sports, the Cayman Motoring Federation has brought home one of the most prestigious honors in regional motorsport, the 2026 Jose Abed Award, presented at the FIA American Congress. The award recognizes Cayman's rapid progress in motorsport education and youth development, driven through STEM racing, esports, and the country's growing auto slalom program. CMF President Jane Scaletta says the recognition proves Cayman's pathway is working and shows that even a small nation can make a meaningful impact across the Americas.
For the Cayman Motoring Federation, winning the Jose Abed Award is tremendous recognition of how far we have come in a very short time. To have Cayman recognized by the FIA among countries across the Americas shows that a small nation can make a meaningful impact in motorsport, particularly through education and youth development.
Scaletta says the award highlights Cayman's progress and reinforces the importance of building motorsport from the grassroots, especially through programs that introduce students to engineering, technology, and competition.
What's really important is the award gives us credibility and momentum. It helps us build stronger relationships with the FIA, who can help us grow these programs.
She says the recognition strengthens Cayman's relationships with the FIA, government, schools, and sponsors, helping CMF expand its development pathway and build long-term sustainability.
Our goal is to create a pathway where a young person can start with STEM racing, experience esports and karting, and eventually progress into disciplines such as auto slaloms or even other forms of motorsport, including international motorsports. What this recognition tells us is that the pathway we are building in Cayman is working and encourages us to keep expanding it.
CMF's president said Cayman's pathway from STEM racing to esports, karting, and auto slalom is already showing results, and the Jose Abed Award confirms that the federation is moving in the right direction. And it's a special edition of Radio Cayman Sports Extra tonight, a full American football takeover in memory of Raul Smith. Live discussions will be held with Luxley Banks and the Honorable Ralston Anglin, which starts at 7 p.m. with yours truly right here on Radio Cayman. That's it for your local sports for this evening. I'm Dion Anglin.